You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram at CJSF Radio. Listen to old episodes and special programming on our SoundCloud at CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.
Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round. Everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going lots of places, doing different things. Yeah, with all
autumn's first sun rises above the treetops, colorfully painting the morning sky. Here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse bedroom, sleeping soundly.
Boys, boys, let's get up. Boys.
Okay, Mom. Guys, come on. Wake up. All right, okay. Whoa.
Steve.
That's what I call getting up on the wrong side of the bed. Sorry, Polly. I didn't mean to step on you.
We better get up. We don't want to be late for school.
Yeah, we have gym today.
Oh, no. Gym class.
Come on, boys.
Okay, Mom.
Mom.
I'll be right there.
I think it was summer vacation around here. Come on now. It's a school day. Rise and shine.
Just heard a song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Breakfast.
Yeah. Steve, would you pass the milk, please?
Oh, sure, Sam.
Here you go.
Whoa.
Whoops. Oh, no.
My orange juice.
Oh, the milk.
I'll get a towel so you can wipe it up.
Oh, thanks. Sorry, guys. Guess I'm off to a clumsy start this morning.
No problem. Yeah. Happens to the best of us, you know?
Yeah, it's all right, Steve. No need to apologize.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
apologize.
Spelling, please.
A-P-O-L-O-G-I-Z-E.
Definition, please.
Verb, to make an apology for an offense or failure, to express regret. Synonyms of words that mean the same thing are beg or ask pardon.
Oh, please.
Sentence, please.
Jeremy, I must apologize. I meant to bring you cookies today, but I accidentally sat on them and they're all in crumbles.
I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit...
Ow, I hit my nose.
I'm kind of thumbsy. Sometimes my fingers act like toes. If you want something carried, you don't want me around. Whatever you plan to put in my hands ends up on the ground. Watch out!
Oh, sorry.
I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit...
Sorry about the eggs.
It's not that I'm dumbsy. It's just that I'm all arms and legs. When I'm walking with my friends and feeling fine, then as quick as a beat, I'm tripping on feet.
What worse is that, they're mine.
Whoa, whoa! Oh, wish I had a day when I didn't spill that milk, or spill my peas,
or spill my steak,
or bump my head,
oh, or bite my tongue,
or sit on my dog,
or fall in the ice,
or fall in the mud,
or fall on my face,
or whack my teacher in the nose.
Raise your hand.
I know.
Oh,
sorry. I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit...
What's this button for?
I asked my mumsy, why did I walk into that door? Well, it's part of being a kid, that's what she said. Well, does it have to be part of being me? Is
falling out of my bed.
What the?
Oh, wish I had a day when I made no mistakes at all. I'd stand up straight.
Walk to school.
Looking great.
Feeling cool.
Clothes all fit.
Smile on my face.
Everything moving.
In the right place.
And all my friends would applaud.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm perfect. I'm just walking over.
Ow! Oh. Oh, I don't know. It's just been another one of those days. Falling, tripping, and...
Ow!
I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit...
Help!
I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit... I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit...
Really embarrassing.
Clumsy. I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit.
Ow.
I'm a little bit clumsy. 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 I'm a little bit. I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit. I'm so clumsy. Oh, I'm so clumsy. I'm a little bit clumsy.
I don't know.
You know that I'm clumsy. Oh, I'm so clumsy. Oh, you know that I'm.
Where's the monkey?
Oh no, it's falling. Watch out! Oh, it's not funny.
Oh, what's that?
Oh, no. I'm all wet.
I just don't. I can't believe it. It's all happening to me. Oh,
Oops. Oh, clumsy. I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm a little bit clumsy. I'm so clumsy.
You
just don't know how clumsy I am. I'm so clumsy. My middle name.
Look in the dictionary, the picture is clumsy. Is that it? No, I don't.
I was always walking at the things. 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 I was always walking at
the things. A song from Lou Del Bianco.
Hurry up, Steve.
I'm brushing my teeth.
Yeah, come on. We need to use the bathroom, too.
Yeah, we're going to miss the bus.
Okay, I'll hurry up.
Clubhouse phone.
I got it. Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse.
Hello, Farmer Brown here.
Hi.
How would you boys like to help me take care of some of my horses this fall?
Wow, well, I'd have to ask my mom and dad first, Farmer Brown. I mean, horses are a lot of responsibility.
And hard work.
Yeah.
You ask your mom and dad and get back to me. In the meantime, how about a song about horses?
I do the dishes, I clean my room, I help my mother. Babysit my brother. My parents said if I do everything, they're gonna let me have a horse next spring. Maybe he'll be a dapple gray, maybe a pinto, a thoroughbred jumper or a golden palomino.
We just heard a song from Linda Ronstadt, and while we're waiting to brush our teeth, Jack, I could tell you about the dream I had last night.
Yeah, we might as well entertain each other until Steve is done.
Alrighty, here goes, but brace yourself, because this dream had a wolf in it.
Story time.
The Boy Who Cried Wolf. From Lou Del Bianco's Around the World.
Nestled among the steep mountains of Greece was a small village where a young boy was given the job of caring for the villagers' herd of sheep.
Well, it's the only job they'd give me. Calm down.
Every day, the boy would lead the sheep up the mountain pasture away from the town.
This is boring.
One day, the boy came up with an idea.
I got it.
He decided to play a trick on the townspeople.
I know what I'll do. I'll cry, there's a wolf! There's a wolf! That ought to stir some excitement.
You'll be sorry.
What do you know?
So that's exactly what the boy did. He climbed up to the top of the mountain pasture, threw out his chest, and began his little scheme. The mayor and the townspeople heard the boy and came running in a panic.
Wolf? Wolf? Did he say wolf? Is it possible?
Wolf? What wolf?
Young man, we are not amused. Don't let this happen again.
Oh, yes, sir, I promise. Never, 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 never again.
I don't believe you're right.
That's more like it.
You'll be sorry.
Go be sheep.
The townspeople couldn't believe a young boy could be so bold as to lie about something as serious as a wolf. And you would think that he heeded the words of the mayor, but he didn't, because the very next day that boy decided to do the same thing.
I think I'll do the same thing.
You'll be sorry.
No, I won't. What do you know?
So the boy once again climbed to the top of the mountain pasture, stuck out his chest, and did just what he shouldn't do. Once again, the mayor and the townspeople heard the boy and came running in a panic.
Wolf, wolf, did he say wolf? I'm panicking, but I hope it's not the wolf.
What, you again?
I'm so bored again.
Young man, you are trying my patience. Don't let this happen again.
Oh, yes, sir, I promise. Mm-hmm. Never, 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 never again.
Yes, you better be telling the truth this time.
If I were his father.
You'll be sorry.
Go knit yourself a sweater.
The next day, the boy was sitting on the ground, lazily picking at some flowers, when all of a sudden, standing right in back of him was the wolf.
How are ya?
Oh, fine and dandy.
So I see you've been tricking the townspeople.
Yeah, they fall for it every time.
Funny kid.
Who are you anyway?
Oh, nobody really. Just the wolf.
Ah, well, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
And that boy ran to the top of the hill, stuck out his chest, and sang with all his might.
Oh, my might!
There's a wolf!
There's a wolf!
And he's making such a scary sound. I know that I was lying all the other times, but now I'm not kidding around. He's standing right here, and that's what I see. He doesn't like sheep, but I think he likes me. There's a wolf!
Yummy.
Oh, no.
Oh, poor boy. He never realized that liars are not believed even when they tell the truth.
So, what do you think?
That's a pretty wild dream, Sam.
Okay, Steve, time's up.
Okay.
Up, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Jack speaking.
Good morning, Jack.
Hey, Susan.
Just wanted to let you know that the school bus is only 3 stops from my house, which means it's only 4 from yours.
Uh-oh. Are you sure?
Yes, sirree. I've been watching it come up the street from our dining room window.
Oh, boy. We gotta get a move on. Sam's brushing his teeth now.
How come you guys are always running late for the bus anyway?
Well, you see, summer vacation just ended.
That was a few weeks ago. Actually, today's the first day of fall. Can you believe it?
It's getting hard to keep up with all this. Okay, Sam's out. My turn. See you at the bus stop, Susan.
Okay, hurry. Don't miss the bus.
Comes round the corner, big and yellow and loud. Can't you hear it? The school bus coming to pick up the school bus crowd. It's very quiet on Fall Street. Kids are all up in bed. Then Mama bangs on the bedroom door, and this is what Mama said.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
She makes an awful fuss.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Don't miss the bus.
A right down to Main Street, round the circle and back. Can't you hear it? The school bus coming over the railroad track. Sleepy heads on 4th Street are tumbling out on the floor. Wash your face, brush your teeth. Oh no, there's a line at the bathroom door.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
You're making me nervous.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Don't miss the bus.
Betty Baker drives the bus. Baker's neat, but Betty waits for no one, so you better move your feet. Panic time on 4th Street, this is no time to play. Grab your backpack and drink your juice, cause the bus is a block away.
Have you seen my viola?
Don't forget your homework.
Oh no!
Come on, it's time to go. Betty turns on 4th Street. Mama's getting upset. The bus comes screeching to a stop. Kids, aren't you ready yet? Hurrying, scurrying down the stairs. The bus door's opening wide. With a
hello, Betty. Goodbye, Mom.
They disappear inside.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Miss your mama, miss your daddy, miss your Uncle Gus. You miss me and I'll miss you, but don't miss the bus. You can miss some sleep, mystify and miscellaneous. You can misbehave and misconstrue, but don't miss the bus.
Don't miss the bus.
Mama be furious.
Don't miss the bus.
A song from Tom Chapin.
Whew, that was close. Hey, thanks for letting me sit with you, Susan.
No problem, Steve. Boy, the bus almost left without you guys this morning.
Yeah, one of those days, you know.
I wish we'd have music instead of gym today.
Oh, no. I left my sneakers on the kitchen table.
And now a commercial message.
Having a bad day? Well, then, read...
Bad Day Magazine.
Bad Day Magazine is full of bad day stories. Much worse than the day you're having. It'll make you feel much better.
You know, my car wouldn't start today, Jim. I'm having a bad day.
Oh, come on, Marge. Read this in Bad Day Magazine. It says little Tommy was late for school, and when he got there, everyone was mean to him.
Oh, you're right. I feel much better.
Bad Day Magazine.
This recipe is all wrong.
This is not right at all. What am I going to do? Oh, come on, George. You know, Mary Meckford tried to get out of her driveway, and according to Bad Day Magazine, a big elephant was blocking it.
Whoa, sounds bad. I guess I got nothing to complain about.
Bad Day Magazine.
Bad Day Magazine.
Walked out the door in my nice clean clothes.
Oh no.
Then I fell down and broke my nose.
Oh no! Ow!
I missed the bus, had to walk to school.
Oh no!
I was an hour late, that's not too cool.
Oh no!
Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Don't give up.
Oh no!
Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
So Steve, like, what happened when you got to school?
I'll tell you.
Walking down the hall, I heard a crunch.
Oh no!
I accidentally stepped on my lunch.
Oh no!
What were you eating?
Tuna fish. And in gym class, I chased the ball.
Oh no!
Get it! Get it! Get it! Get that ball!
I turned around and I hit the wall. Ow!
Oh no!
That's all right.
Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
Stephen made it home where the following events took place.
Sitting on the couch watching TV.
Oh no. Couch potato.
I thought the guy on TV was talking to me.
Oh no.
How you doing?
No, no.
He said, Steve, you've won $1 million.
Whoa, no.
Oh, yeah, hey, that's no pretty way. Good, actually, you know.
And then he said, I'm just joking. Why don't you go get your father?
Oh,
I don't
no.
get it. What do you mean?
Come on, everybody.
Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Don't give up.
Oh, no.
Tomorrow's gonna be a better day. Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Don't give up. Tomorrow's gonna be a better day.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Well, that's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like WLNZ in Lansing, Michigan.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,269.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Okay, I'll definitely remember my sneakers next time.
Okay.
I like you.
I like it too.
Yeah. Excellent.